Investor Brand Network, IBN, a multifaceted communications organization engaged in connecting public companies to the investment community, is pleased to announce the launch of the Stock to Me podcast as part of its sustained audio communications effort to provide specialized content distribution via widespread syndication channels. The following Stock to Me podcast is an Investor Brand Network audio production and may feature a client partner of IBN. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this podcast. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today is your host of the Stock to Me podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us once again at the Stock to Me podcast brought to you by the Investor Brand Network. I'm your host, Stuart Smith, and I'm really excited to be welcoming to the program today, Stacy Wallace. Now, Stacy Wallace is a leading expert in the field of business psychology and process strategy. She helps business owners, leaders, entrepreneurs, and she helps them learn essential hacks necessary to build a life and a business they love. Wouldn't we all love to have those two things right there before us? Now, let's talk a little bit about her life. For over 30 years, Stacy has been effectively shifting mindsets into greater outcomes as an engaging speaker, thought leader, business executive, and author of 8 books, including Fueled by Fire. I don't want to give everything away, so let's welcome Stacy to the show. Stacy, thanks so much for calling in.
No, it's great to be here, Stuart. My pleasure. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be good.
Well, I know you are a savvy veteran yourself. She's also the host of the Comeback Small Business Radio Show. So this isn't your first rodeo, but if you would, let's learn about you, Stacy.
Yeah, well, I've been tremendously blessed. I've been over 30 years in corporate America, scaling companies into the hundreds of millions and from startup, building massive sales teams into the hundreds of thousands. So I know on a podcast, it's great to put that sizzle up front so people know who the experts are that are coming onto your show. But really, what I believe makes my life great is that I've learned how to build a highly profitable engine for companies and for other brands. I help them build a growth hack, look into what I call the sweet spot. It's an audit that we do on companies, strengths, weaknesses, energy flow, execution, and time blocking, which is a little different than a SWOT analysis, because we really look into the culture and the energy of a company, and doing that not only on a corporate level, but also on a level with micropreneurs, CEOs, people who have got, you know, their CEO of their kingdom side hustle, being able to help them move from one-to-one, maybe to one-to-many, moving bigger ticket items through their company and expanding even in through COVID and even through pandemic. How can, in a moment where many people are pulling back, how and what should you double down on so that you come out of a season of shift, the comeback? When you have a setback, don't take a step back, but get ready for your comeback. Because sometimes a setback like COVID is actually a setup for you to stop, rethink, reboot, and maybe even reinvent your brand or reinvent the way you're doing family, reinvent the way you're doing your finances or fitness. So that's been over 30 years that I've been doing that. I'm executive vice president of a major telecom that we actually market phone systems and text message marketing, both on the micropreneur level, the small business level, as well as internationally to big businesses around the world. Personally, I am the mom of 2 kids. My daughter was in a car accident this morning, flipped her vehicle over. And, you know, when you have a morning like this morning, Stuart, you step back and you look at all the modalities we do in business, all the things we do to build companies and build people. You step back from a moment like this morning and you just give thanks that there's obviously there were angels when you saw the accident, watching over her, protecting her. But to be in a place where you, it really helps you do a level set of what matters most in your life. And are you building a life and business that you love? And if you can't say that, then really you're just spinning your wheels like a rabbit or a hamster, I guess, on a wheel. And that's what we love to do, even with our products at VoxOx. How can we help small business owners really love and embrace their life, their business, and how can it do better to make life better for many?
Well, first and foremost, amen to what you said, and I hope your daughter is doing well. And
she walked away without a scratch. So did the other driver, T-boned her. Both of them, thank God, walked away. But it does. It level sets your life mm-hmm. to where you look and you go, what matters most? And I think we just finished a book that every year we read with our staff, with our team members, and it's called Good to Great. Most people have probably heard it because it's a best-selling book. But in it also, at the very end, it says, what does it take for you to go from being a good company to a great company? And it all comes down to the values that you put at the forefront of your company. And if you're not a strong core value-led company or business or leader, this is a perfect time to level set what matters most to you so that you build that life you really want to live.
Well, you brought up your daughter. I wasn't going to go here yet, but I'm the daddy to two young girls. And I'm reading about you. I learned about your nonprofit. So let's jump there now, though, since we're talking about our kids. And I know you have a son and a daughter. But, you know, being a dad of daughters, I'm one of four boys. So I didn't have any sisters. This is a unique world for me. And you're right, though. I consider them my greatest joy and blessing. Success has been wonderful in business, but nothing can really touch being a father. And women, I worry. You know, I'm just a dad. That's what I do. So tell me a little bit about M Women, which is short for Empowering Women. Talk to us a little bit about this nonprofit.
Yeah, you know, M Women is just such a joy. I always say I'm 49% boss lady and 51% missionary. I was the granddaughter of a missionary that had a Bible college and sent missionaries all over the world. And my dad was a preacher. So I can't get away, even in my seasons of running away from that calling. It's just in me innately that whatever we do corporately in every company that I work with, there's always a brand agreement that I have before coming onto a company is that we're not going to just sell widgets or gadgets. We're not just going to be a distribution channel. But we really are going to hold the value of giving back, expanding by improving humanity, by improving lives around us. And so our brand promise at our company, VoxOx, is making life better for many. M Women, I've had that for a number of years, and that's where we rescue and restore and redeem women and girls who've gone through abuse, been homeless, gone through trafficking, molestation, just some of life's most devastating setbacks. And we are tremendously blessed to watch both through the partnerships that we have, the programs. We've got a program called E4, Educate, Equip. Embrace, Educate, Equip, and Empower, that no matter how a woman or girl comes to us, we bring them, we love them right where they are. But the goal is to help them reset their life, get them the job skills that they need, the interview training, get them positioned in jobs where they're making more money than they've ever made before, teach them how to buy a car with cash, teach them how to get off of a lot of times that comes with a poverty mentality. And so how you grew up or maybe what your surroundings were often dictate if you're in a cycle of debt, of depression. We love being able to pull women and girls out of that and get them set so that they can become great contributors and influencers in the marketplace. And that's also the what's behind the book and the movement Fueled by Fire is I really believe that 2021, while I am not a feminist that believes in, you know, all power to the women, although I am a very strong, powerful businesswoman, I just believe in the power of the chessboard. And the power of the chessboard, my son plays chess, so he's very, very, very good chess player. And I've learned a lot by watching him play. And one of the things I learned is that the queen is the most powerful player on the chessboard because she has great mobility to move forwards, backwards, right, left. And there's something in business where a lot of women think that in order to be powerful, you've got to be better than another player, but it's really not being better than, it's knowing what you're there for. And as multitaskers, women are able to handle a lot of projects at one time, but really knowing why you do it. And on the chessboard, a woman does it to protect the king and the kingdom. All of us, 70%+ of all women, hold at least one, often two jobs right now. And so questioning whether or not there's an uprising of women in the marketplace, it's not are they, it's what are they doing, and how can we as companies embrace this movement and then give place to it. So Empowering Women is a wonderful program where we want to help women get set into those positions where they've come, whether they've come through trauma or whether they've just gone through depression and they just haven't found their purpose or their why yet, getting them locked and loaded so that they can become better contributors to humanity.
Well, kudos to you for that work. The world needs more Stacey Wallaces around there helping out women, and I appreciate that for sure. Well, let's get into it because this is a parallel path for you. I mean, you've talked about improving the world we live in. You're also improving the mindsets and outlook of business leaders. You're improving the lives of these young women who have not gotten what I would call a fair shake out of life. Life can be cruel, and some of us have had very difficult paths, but having somebody like yourself insert yourself into their life and say there is another opportunity for you, again, kudos to you. But let's talk a little bit about then how these two things work together, because again, we're talking about a person who wants to improve processes. You want to make things better, whether it's a human or a job process. Talk to me a little bit about, as the consultant side of you, I know you're now, as you mentioned, inside, you're an executive in your own telecom company, but when you are speaking and when you are working as a consultant, what do you really do when you come on board with someone? How do you shape a process for them?
Well, I have some very distinct methods and strategies that we implement. I believe that you know, methods are many, principles are few. Methods shift and change. Many people have just changed their methodologies due to COVID, but principles never do. So I always start with number one, doing an audit on that individual, on that company, on that executive. It always comes down to, can you show me how to make more money? Or can you help us growth hack our business? And in some companies, it's that simple. But usually there's so many contributors to the outcomes or the level of growth in a company. And that requires a deeper audit of looking at what got you here, where are you wanting to go, and then what is the gap between where you're at and that ideal future. I remember one time I was meeting with a CEO and I asked him, I said, so what do you want that you don't currently have? And naturally, when we're in a business setting like that and we're talking numbers and we're talking scale and we're talking growth of company, they go to, well, I want this company to be an XYZ level company, like a nine-figure company. This is our year to go nine figures. And again, I stop and I say, well, let's just step back. Since you're the CEO of the company, let me ask the question again and let me put some emphasis. What do you want that you don't currently have? And let's hypothetically say your business isn't included. And suddenly he opened up and he began to say, honestly, my wife's an alcoholic and I'm losing her. And I said, okay, does that affect your company? He said, every day. And I said, so let's go back, because I'm not in the room with your staff right now. I'm in the room with you. So what if you're the lid of the company and you don't think it impacts the modalities of everything around? You don't think it affects the energy flow. You don't think it affects, you don't think people know maybe. But if we fixed that one thing and your company stayed where it's at, would you be a happier man? He said, absolutely. I said, now, what if we could do both that and we could begin to growth hack and find out where you're bleeding inside the company, what we need to tweak in order to get the flywheel going in the right direction. What if you had both? He said, that's bliss. So it's interesting because every time we talk in these strategy sessions or I go to these events or online events now, and you hear about expansion and humanity and growth, you know, implementation of strategies like in our company, we've implemented through COVID the happiness quotient. So that we don't show up on meetings and just talk KPIs and OKRs and data and what our product roadmap is, but we talk people. Because at the end of the day, I traveled for 12 years with Zig Ziglar. We shared the stage at a lot of big events. And Zig Ziglar always said, we don't build businesses. We build people. And people build businesses. The innovation, the creativity, the roadmaps, they're created by humans who have a soul and who have life traumas that are going on. And if we can truly create a place where we create a culture of innovation, a culture of celebration, where people are celebrated and not just tolerated, we create an ecosystem that expands instead of sucks the life out of people. So we implemented something called the happiness quotient. So every meeting that we do, whether it's an all y'all, a stand up, an executive meeting, we start the first 15 minutes with, let's just go around the room, tell us one thing that you're happy about today. Obviously today, mine was that my daughter walked away from that accident. Sometimes it's that, which kind of, you know, stops everybody because that was a big one. But sometimes it's, I'm really happy that my watermelon is growing. We've heard people talk about the fact that they got their water fountain outside fixed, but just having real human engagement inside of brilliant growth companies is essentially a great way to get that flywheel moving, because people actually like, love, and trust the environment that they work in.
Those are great points, and we really preach into the choir on this one. I went through the Human Element course. I'm not sure. This is around the time of computers being introduced to the United States and Japan, and they couldn't understand exactly why Japan bonded with these PCs and massive mainframe computers, but Americans really were more reluctant, and it was the human element. They forgot to understand that just because a computer, it's almost like AI today. AI is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it's making so much data digested so quickly. But if you take the human element out of it, if you take the human from it, and you don't see how the human is that stimuli and how it reacts to it, then all of a sudden it's all lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we're moving heavily into AI. We're 5G enabled. Everything that we do is in communications, telecom. And ultimately, we give small businesses a big voice by giving them the ability. You know, you think about that landscaper that no longer has to use his cell phone for his business. He can actually have press one if you want to speak to the owners, press two if you want to book your lawn appointment, press three if you've got a question. You know, usually they're having to do all that on their cell phone. So we give a big voice to small businesses. And the other thing that we do is we create communications that actually help them pivot away from just using emails, which only get a 20% open rate, into actually being able to use text message marketing, which gets a 98% open rate. Well, all of that is data. All of that requires gathering of information, watching the behaviors of texts, how they flow out. So we're even as a company making that shift into more of the AI automation, data analytics, empirical data. How can we utilize this? But this has to be the filter. How do we utilize this data to make life better for many? And if you don't have a brand promise, you know, I know with IBM, there's so many ways that you guys are reaching out and being able to create advertising campaigns, awareness campaigns, you know, brand awareness, being able to help with social media, digital marketing, SEO, SEM. But at the end of the day, none of that matters if we're not making life better for people. And one of the things I love is when great thought leaders come together and we look at our innovation, we look at artificial intelligence, we look at phone systems, and we realize, again, going back to that avatar of maybe Maria, who has a taco truck, this is a real person for us, and actually, at the end of her husband recently passed away, she's got four kids, how do we help her communicate with her customers, knowing that lockdown could be happening at any time? If she gets locked down and she can't sell, she better have something that she can connect with her customers. Mm-hmm. And that's where AI comes in. That's where text message marketing comes in, because it helps real people put food on the table. And the more we can have a human brand, the more we will help essentially expand the awareness of our products and reach more people.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Stacy Wallace, truly a Renaissance woman, as I read through her bio. Not only Everything we've talked about so far, but also a black belt in mixed martial arts. I love that because my 15-year-old is a black belt in Taekwondo. So daddy's very proud of that one. You are a singer and a recording artist. I am a singer and a recording artist. That's this is what? Great stuff. You and I have so much in common. I actually still do. I'm a worship leader at my church, so I'm still on stage nice. Doing that as well. So, but man, it's just been so fun to talk to you. So Stacy, as we look at this year wrapping up and what a year it's been, as we all know, calling it unique would be an understatement, but we see on the horizon with the vaccine being introduced, obviously, as you said, maybe we've had a little bit of a setback, but we're ready for our comeback coming around the corner. What's next for you in 2021? And maybe do you see an outlook or a general prevailing guidance that you can give us as we look forward to yet again, another new normal, and hopefully it's like our old normal.
Yeah. You know, I live by it's actually a scripture, but a principle that all things, even the seemingly worst things, work together for good to them that really have this confidence that there's a bigger plan. I call it loving God, being called according to a bigger purpose, a bigger vision. And whether it's my daughter's car accident this morning, whether it's COVID, whether it's the setback of one company or somebody losing a job or one company closing down, if you maintain a level of faith over fear, even as an executive, as a CEO, you're the energy that you put out into the world is exactly what's going to create. And I like to think of it like a portal, and the same energies flow. So if you open a portal for positive energy, then you're going to allow positive energy to come back to you. When I speak of Fueled by Fire, this is a faith-based book that I've written. And so that's a very big part of my life, the way I've done business, how I believe I've been able to come alongside great companies and great entrepreneurs and help them scale with such success is because there are things that you can get only by tapping in to a higher consciousness of positive energy, a higher consciousness that's beyond our physical emotions, beyond what's actually happening in the day-to-day operations, but tapping into and saying, you know what, I want to receive what other people aren't receiving. I don't hang out watching what some people watch because it's negative. It's so negative. I want to stay in the spout where creativity flows out. And that is something I say in 2021, people are going to begin to recognize that I am the author of what happens. Maybe I'm not certain, I can't control what happens to me, but I can control my response to it. So my response to COVID, my response to setbacks. And I always like to see that setbacks are a setup. Every setback, I've gone through some major setbacks in my life. Our house burned down. I've gone through, you know, as a worship leader and recording artist, I was nominated for New Female Vocalist of the Year in country music and then lost my voice. That setback, I thought I was going to sing for the rest of my life, but it was a setup to pivot me into corporate America, where I now use my voice on a different type of stage, but to communicate in a different way. I might pull out a song every now and then if I think it really is going to create impact. But it's the same lungs. It's just a different modality of use of the same vocal cords that I once had. So setbacks can be a setup. And that's what I would say in 2021. There's never been a better time for you to look around you. Starting in January, I'm going to be doing a 5-day challenge on January 4th. And it's going to be a free 5-day challenge, just bringing in entrepreneurs and leaders and helping them build a life and business they love by hitting the reset button on the biggest F words of your life: faith, family, finance, fitness, and freedom. Being able to go through the same audit, the same strategies and methods that I've used to help scale companies into the hundreds of millions and sales teams into the hundreds of thousands, helping individual entrepreneurs now do the suite audit, the D4 business plan creation, showing them how important it is to implement a 1% method of micro progress, and being able to do that to hopefully help people tee up their year and be able to move in if they're going to adopt new systems, new technologies, new methodologies, making sure that it's built on the principles that are going to help them build a life and business that they love.
Well, listeners, I want you to do something. I want you to go to Amazon.com and I want you to buy Fueled by Fire. I just did it. It's going to be an awesome Christmas gift for my wife. She's been a stay-at-home mom for about 15 years, jumped back in the work. And what did she become? She felt called by God to work as a 911 operator. So she answers 911 calls and prays for each one of those people. And it's been a huge blessing for her and our family, and I know my daughters look up to her, but I'm reading about you. I'm reading about your book, and this looks like something great for you. So men, go get this for your wives for Christmas. Stacy, thank you so much. What a message. My day has been brightened just speaking with you.
Excellent. Well, likewise, Stuart, and I look forward to supporting what you guys are doing, and hopefully I'd love to have you come over on to the Comeback Radio show. So we're always looking for great thought leaders and CEOs that have a positive message to contribute. So I look forward to spinning this around for sure.
Absolutely. I'll do it anytime. Just reach out. Go learn more about Stacy at stacywallace.com. Of course, all these links will be right under this player. For Stacy Wallace, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening to the Stocked Me podcast. And please stay tuned for our next episode.
The following Stocked to Me podcast was an Investor Brand Network audio production. IBN is a financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. IBN holds no shares of any company named on the IBN sites, brands, and/or podcasts. To be clear, all officers, directors, and independent contractors of Investor Brand Network hold zero positions in and do not trade or intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This podcast audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not intended to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.